This is a dictation follow visit, Ivory Tribble, IVORYTRIBBLE. Date of birth is 7/5/56. Date of accident is 6/8/2021. Date of service is 3/24/2022. What's your presenting illness? Mr. Ivory Tribble is a victim of an automobile accident where he was rear-ended as a restaurant driver on a moderately high speed. The impact of this accident led to head injury along with dizziness, vertigo, loss of memory, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, forgetfulness, spots in the vision, and severe pain in the neck and lower back with radiation to the right arm and right leg posteriorly, as well as pain in the right knee. Patient has been found to have issues in the lumbar spine with the bulging disc throughout from L1 to L5 and S1, and severe spondylolytic changes at T10 and T11 with mild cord compression, as well as cervical spine shows a generalized spondylosis and severe arthritic changes leading to severe cord compression at the level of C5-6. The patient was advised that these changes that are present in general from arthritic changes are not car accident related, and he need to see a private physician either at St. John or at Henry Ford Hospital, which he will do to the clinic because he may need a surgical evaluation for his cervical spine. And the physician that I am working with are not accepting the Medicare at this time. I have given him some certain name like Dr. Lewis Redden and a couple other doctors who will look at him. At this time, the patient has bulging disc in the lumbar spine, which most likely are a result of automobile accident, as well as there's a ligament of flavum thickening, which are distinct findings. But facet arthropathy may or may not be from the automobile accident. It does have moderate compression of the cheekal sac at L2-3. LESI is being ordered. Also, patient has a hyper-intense lesions in the right kidney for which he has been advised to consult a nephrologist, a urologist, and primary care doctor, or a kidney doctor, to at the Henry Ford Hospital. The patient has agreed to do that of his own. Patient is talking about severe pain in the right knee. He is unable to go up and down the stairs or sit on the floor. The patient is reporting severe pain, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, in both the shoulders, neck, mid-back, and lower back at this time, and both knees. He reports that he has also pain in the right groin. Both elbows are painful, and both hands with numbness and tingling in all the five fingers is reported. The pain level is 10 throughout, with no relief. He says he cannot sleep at all, and he has this extreme pain in both the shoulders and inability to lift the arms. He reports 40% improvement in the pain level since the injection treatments are going on. He has a chronic COPD, and he is on a oxygen, mobile oxygen cylinder. ADLs that are affected are general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life, which is 9 on a scale of 1 to 9. The system review. In the neurology and psych patient report, there is no headaches, no dizziness, vertigo, no vision disturbance, double vision, no fainting, blackout, seizures, no memory problems, no balance problems, no confusion, disorientation, or any other issues. There is no focus problem. He denies any anxiety, depression, manic. Regarding the pain and numbness, patient reports stiffness in both shoulders, neck, lower back, as well as severe pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back, as well as both shoulders and both knees, with moderate difficulty walking. And the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, or incontinence of the urine are reported. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination or blood in the urine reported in respiratory. There is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath is reported. And there are no changes in last 30 days. Actually, the pain is worsened in last few days. Patient is a obese guy and he weighs 290 pounds. He's trying his best to lose some weight. And there are no other changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine. He reports that this medication is not helping his pain at all. And because of his previous use of cocaine one time, he was taken off the narcos. Substance abuse, alcohol. He has been advised about utilizing marijuana for long-term use. He should grow marijuana because his pains are going to continue due to a severe pre-existing osteoarthritis in the spine. And I'm sure he's got some arthritic changes in his knees as well as in his shoulders. Patient understand those issues. He need to see a private, personal orthopedic surgeon and rheumatologist. He has been advised. Compliance history. Patient is fully compliant with the pain medication. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 137 over 97. Pulse is 78. Pulse ox is 98%. The rest of the physical examinations, they are into the previous visit of /224/2022, dictation number 0225-088. Plan of care. The patient is not interested in having any surgery to the spine, from neck to the lower back. As he has had, he reports he has had many surgeries, he is not going to be able to survive through. He already is a poor risk for surgery. He also is on room oxygen, COPD of extreme. He is extremely obese, he has heart problems. He's trying to lose weight and he's ready for his knee replacement. He has been referred to a orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Cohen, for looking at the both knee as well as both shoulders. And I'm ordering an MRI of the right knee at this time to identify a tear in the meniscus from the car accident. Regarding his spine, the patient has been advised to continue his LESI time 6 to bring some reasonable help. He also has issues of sacroiliac joints, bilateral, being involved right worse than the left. And a possible injections can be done to diagnose as well as therapeutic reasons. Shoulder is also quite positive, and rotator cuff injections have been advised to the patient and they'll be conducted. He also has a carpotunnel signs positive for Phelan sign, Tillon sign in the right hand and wrist, for which a injection of the median nerve is advised. It is also possible that he may have symptoms of median nerve compression, possibly from the cervical spine C5 and 6 compression. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is to continue with medication, which is naproxen 500 twice a day, Elavil 50 at night, and Flexeril 10 at night for sleep, lidocaine patch 5% daily to apply on both the knees, narco 7.5325 daily, 15 days, 15 tablets are advised just for 15 days to help him recover from the pain. He is again advised to continue seeing the orthopedic surgeon, a rheumatologist, a urologist, nephrologist, and look for advice from them regarding possible issue of the neck. I am going to attempt to help him in the lower back, especially lumbar epidural and sacroiliac joint issues. Thank you. His physical therapy continues and his disability continues in work, housework and transport. He's going to advise about doing a home therapy.